trust we are so glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Before I let you sit down, let us just read the scripture. I want to read from the book of Luke, chapter 24, starting from verse 13. 1-3. Up to 29. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were hardened that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that we have one to another, as you walk and are said? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? He has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them.
Vakanga vachitaurirana pamusoro pezvinhu zvose zvakanga zvaitika. Zvino vakati vachitaurirana nokubvunzana, Jesu amene akaswedera akafamba navo, asi meso avo akanga akabatwa vakasamuziva. Akati kwavari, mashoko amunotaurirana pamusoro pavo muchifamba ndeiko? Vakamira vane shungu pamwoyo. Mumwe wavo wainzi Kriopasi akapindura akati kwaari, ko ndiwe woga ugere muJerusarema sokutorwa usingazivi zvakaitikamo mazuva ano here? Akati kwavari, zveiko? Vakati kwavari, zvaJesu weNazareta waiva muprofita une simba pabasa napamashoko pamberi pamwari napavanhu vose, uye kuti vaprista vakuru vakamubata navabati vedu vakamuisa kuvatongi kuti atongerwe rufu.
To verse 29.
Takanga ndiye waizo dzikindura vaIsraeri, uye pamusoro paizvozvo zvose nhasi rava zuva retatu kubva pakuitwa kwazvo. Uyezve vamwe vakadzi vokwedu vakanga vafumira kugiro vakatishamisa nokuti vakati vachishayiwa muviri wake vakauya vachiti vaona chiratidzo chavatumwa vaiti mupenyu. Zvino vamwe vaiva nesu vakaenda kugiro vakandozviwana sezvakareva vakadzi, asi iye havana kumuona. Zvino iye akati kwavari, imi vokusafunga, mune mwoyo inononoka kutenda zvose zvakarebwa navaprofita? Ko Kristu wakanga asingafaniri kutambudzika saizvozvo agopinda pakubwinya kwake here? Ipapo akatanga kuna Mozisi navaprofita vose akavadudzira zvakanyorwa pamusoro pake mumagwaro ose. Zvino vakaswedera kumusha kwavakanga vachienda, iye akaita sooda kupfuurira. Vakamugombedzera vachiti, garai nesu nokuti ava madekwana, zuva ravira. Ipapo akapinda kundogara navo.
Amen. Let us just bow our heads, ask Brother Komich to commit the
Baba vari kudenga.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tinokumbira chinhu chimwe chete muzuva ranhasi, kuti tisabatwa neupofu sehwakabata varume ava. Tizarurewo meso panotaurwa shoko renyu. Simbisai mwanakomana wenyu, nesu hana dzedu dzisimbe kugona kutora mashoko amwari. Tinonamata nokutenda muzita raShe Jesu Kristu.
may take our seats. I want to take this opportunity to give thanks to our precious pastor, Chester, to give me this opportunity just to stand in front of you to talk about the Word of God. There are many ministers that I really appreciate. You can see Brother Maurice Mdiwa there. There's one thing that I will never forget about him. The first wedding in the message that I witnessed was Brother Mdiwa's wedding. So whenever I see him, I feel good. Praise the Lord. I went to Dubai some few years back. I thought I was just going to look for work there. But I did not know that God wanted me to do something else. By the grace of God, we managed to testify to some Zimbabwean brethren. I think we managed to baptize about, I think, more than seven. And I remember one of them asking me, he said, "Do you really tell me that this message is there in Zimbabwe?" He was so surprised. I think some of you know him, is Brother Matsikiti. Yes, Trilon. And he's holding on unto the Word of God. So after receiving the message, somehow they just came back. And he was telling everyone else that the reason why he went to Dubai was for him to receive the message. So God works in different ways. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father Mshaning, Brother Jeremiah. Where are you, my brother? Oh, God bless you. He's from Dubai also. Oh, so if you are not going to say amen, I know for sure someone will say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe we are so glad to be in the house of the Lord. I like missionary work very much. So I was listening closely when the brother was giving a report, was giving forth. And I really like testimonies very much. At times when I read some testimonies, I feel like crying. So if you have your testimony, you do good to tell me. Praise the Lord. Just for a short while, I just want to talk about the scripture that we have just read tonight. And I'm going to dwell much on just a little subject. I am just trusting in the Lord. I believe we are all looking forward to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe we love the Lord very much. I want to read again verse 29. "But they constrained him, saying, 'Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent.' And he went in to tarry with them." Praise the Lord. I'm going to talk about constraining Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm going to define the word constrain from the online dictionary. It means to strain or to press or to urge or to drive or to exert force, to compel or to force, to urge with irresistible power, or with a power sufficient to produce the effect. Praise the Lord. I like this definition very much. This part, to urge with irresistible power. Praise the Lord. I just want to draw your attention on verse 28. I'm going to read it. They drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. Praise the Lord. He is Christ. He's walking with Cleopas and friend, and they were communing about the word of God, talking about the events that had happened. And we are told by the scripture that he acted as if he wanted to proceed further. Praise the Lord. And we are seeing Cleopas and friend coming in. The Bible said they constrained him. In other words, they could not allow him to go forward. They stopped him from proceeding further. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe there was a good reason why they stopped Christ from going further. Brother, I believe they heard some beautiful sermon. Blessed be his holy name. The Bible says he expounded some scriptures. They liked it very much, until they felt they wanted more, until they felt they could not allow him to go further. That's why the Bible says they constrained him. They could not allow him to go. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's necessary for you to know the characteristics of God. Praise the Lord. If you want to please God, it's necessary for you as a believer to know the characteristics of God. Blessed be his holy name. I was telling some people at one time, when I was preaching at a certain place, and I told them, if you feel that you want to make a nice cake for me on my birthday, you do well if you do your investigations right. You must be sure that I don't like vanilla type of cake. Because if you are going to make a vanilla cake for me, with all your effort, I will just look at it. And unfortunately, maybe I will not love to eat it. So you do well if you do your investigations right. You need to do what is known as background checks. You must know what pleases me. Praise the Lord. So if you want to please God also, brother, you are required to do some background checks. You need to understand what pleases God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you have a duty to do. You need to understand the characteristics of God. If you know the characteristics of God, then you worship him better. You seek him better. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Allow me to read a quote from the message, The Presence of the Lord Jesus. And then he began with the scriptures and explained just exactly what Jesus was supposed to do when he came. And when he went to a little house, the little place where the Sabbath day's journey, they started to go into the inn. So he made out like he was going on by. Oh, listen to this. This is my favorite part. He does that a lot of times. Hallelujah. What is that being said that he does that a lot of times? For him to pass by. For him to act as if he's just passing by. That's his nature. That's his characteristic. Hallelujah. He does that many times. Not only once. Not only 1 week. But he does it many times. That's his nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us tonight. He might make out like he was going to pass by you. Sunny. This little girl here. This little girl sitting here in a wheelchair. Or you over here. Or you down here. He might have made out like he was going to pass you by. He just wants to see what you are going to say about it. See? So he said and acted like he would go by. And they constrained him. Praise God. And they said, come in and abide with us. Blessed be his holy name. I pray that tonight there is one little sister who is going to constrain Jesus Christ. I believe there is one brother somewhere who is going to constrain Jesus Christ. Brother, there are some results in constraining Christ. He wants to see how you are going to act. He is watching at you and is interested in your action. How are you going to act? Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. As soon as he sat down, the waiter came out and they brought the bread. And Jesus did something just a little different. And their eyes were opened. And they recognized him. And he vanished out of their sight. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, watch the benefits of constraining Jesus Christ. Just watch the events that followed after constraining Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you want your eyes to be open tonight? Hallelujah. You need to constrain him. There are some benefits in constraining Jesus Christ. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you read in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, we hear the angel saying, shall I hide these things to the man called Abraham? I cannot hide these things, seeing that he's a fellow heir. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, and the secrets were revealed that Sodom was going to be destroyed. Brother, I want you to watch the action of Abraham. He went to the Lord and he said, Lord, if there are 50 righteous people in Sodom, he could not take a no for an answer. He could not allow God to destroy Sodom because there was a lot there in Sodom. Hallelujah. So he had to play in some ways to try to constrain God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. He told God, if there are 50 righteous people, will you destroy the whole Sodom? And God said, no, I will not destroy. And he said, allow me again to speak to you. What if there are 45? Hallelujah. And still God said, okay, if there are 45, I will not destroy us. He did not stop there. He went further. What was he doing? He's constraining God. Hallelujah. What if there are 40 precious people? He said, if there are 40, I'm not going to destroy also. Hallelujah. He did not end there. Brother, he went down and down until he talked about 10. Lord, if there are 10 people, are you going to destroy? What is Abraham doing? Brother, he's constraining God. There results in constraining God. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God help us. If you read in the book of John chapter 5, we are told about the pool of Bethesda. In this lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, Jesus visited this place. He came to this pool, and his eyes were just focused to this man who had 38 years of infirmity. Brother, and the Bible is clearly telling us that the great multitude of people who were just waiting for the waters to be moved, praise the Lord, but the Lord's eyes were just focused on this man. Only one man. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, maybe he was just skipping some people there. Blind people, he was skipping them. Dumb people, he was just skipping them. Hallelujah. Why was he doing that? Blessed be his holy name. Jesus said, I cannot do anything unless I see what my Father is doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But brother, I believe there are some people that had more than 38 years of suffering. But Christ was under instruction. But brother, I want to believe tonight, if somebody had determined in his heart to say, Lord, I'll constrain you. What you have done to this 38 years man, you can do the same also to me. Brother, I believe something would have happened there. Hallelujah. We are taught by Brother Branham that if you find someone in the Bible that God has done something to that person, and if you put yourself in the same situation, the same God is bound by his word. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's supposed to do it. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother, you have a right tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. May God help us. Blessed be his holy name. We love the Lord tonight. I'm going to read a quote from the message, The Mighty Conqueror, from paragraph 100. He turned, come back, walked into the little hut. It might have been a little adobe or on the side of the road. Been a little adobe on the side of the road. A little house. As many of the Syrian countries there have those little adobes, made up with mud and so forth. Sticks, poor. Why would the King of Glory ever stoop to come into a place like that? But there's never a place too little. There's never a church too small. There's never a person too rejected by the world. There's never a woman too fallen. There's never a man too drunk. But he will come when you ask him, certainly. Ask him and find out. May I say this, leaving it for last. There is never a person who is too sick. Never a person who is too far gone. Hallelujah. Ask and you shall receive. Let me come in and make abode with you. I would like to talk to you a few minutes. And they invited him. He came in. And when once inside, the doors of the world, they're shut out. And you are alone with Jesus. While he was alone, the doors shut. The world outside, he picked up some bread and he broke it. Just the way he done it, they knew it had to be him. Their eyes were opened and they talked to him all day. They had fellowshiped. They had heard him preach along the road through the journey of the heat of the day. But when once alone, he made himself known to them. Their eyes come open. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Allow me to talk about the man called blind Bartimaeus. Mark chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 46. It says, then they came to Jericho. When Jesus and his disciples were about to leave with the crowd, there was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sitting by the road. When Jesus heard that the Nazarene was passing by, he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Men of the crowd rebuked him to leave him alone. Oh, and watch, brother. Watch this blind man. Watch what he's doing. He's being stopped to call upon Jesus Christ. They're trying to stop him from receiving his blessings. Hallelujah. Men of the crowd rebuked him to leave him alone. But he shouted even more, Son of David, please. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. What is this blind man doing, brother? He's constraining Jesus Christ. Brother, don't ever take a no as an answer. No matter what happens. Praise the Lord. Jesus stopped and said, call him here. What do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to be healed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you want from the Lord tonight? What are you expecting from the Lord tonight? You have one thing that you have to do. You need to constrain him. He's just waiting for you to constrain him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, if you fail to constrain him, there's one sure thing that will happen. You definitely pass. He can pass by. He can do that to you even tonight. Hallelujah. But I want to give you a tip, my brother, my sister. Don't allow him to pass by. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Allow me to talk about the man called Jacob. Hallelujah. We all know the story of Jacob. He was returning home with 11 sons and a daughter. And God blessed the abundance of offspring. But Esau was coming. and 400 men with him. The fire of revenge had not died down. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. He prayed desperately. Oh, God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, deliver me from Esau. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Having been a deceiver, living among deceivers. Brother Jacob was a deceiver. He thought he was a real deceiver. But brother, little did he know that there was chief executive officer of being a deceiver. Chief deceiver. He met Laban. And brother, he was reduced. Hallelujah. So when he was coming back now, he realized another trick is not going to work out. He wanted something better than just playing a trick. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, he had to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. May God give us more sisters tonight who are determined to seek the face of God. May God give us some brothers tonight who are determined to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. Brother, it's no longer time we must depend on our abilities. Hallelujah. We now need power from above. Gone are the days, my brother, when we can depend on our abilities. Now we want to depend on Jehovah. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Allow me to read from Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hole of his thigh. And the hole of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." Oh, listen to this. I like this. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, it pays to constrain Jesus Christ. Don't let him go. If you let him go, I assure you tonight, you are also letting your blessings to go. You are also letting your healing to go. Hallelujah. Brother, you need to constrain him. Come what may. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us. And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." Hallelujah. I cannot go back to Laban. I cannot go and meet Esau with my condition. Something has to happen. Hallelujah. Brother, Jacob is constraining God to do something. He wanted a special blessing. He wanted God to help him. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray, thy name." And he said, "Whereof is it thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. Hallelujah. What was Jacob looking for? He was looking for a blessing. He said, you cannot go. Hallelujah. Until and unless you bless me. May God give us some sisters tonight who are saying, we will not leave this room tonight. May God give us some brothers tonight who say, we will not leave this church tonight until and unless something has happened. Hallelujah. My brother, allow me to say this. Your solution for your problem is not outside there. Your solution for your problem is not in town. Your solution for your problem is not in Mbare there. The solution of your problem is here in this building. Hallelujah. May God help us. May God give us more Jacobs tonight who can hold on to God to say, God, I cannot leave you. Hallelujah. Brother, if you go home the same the way how you came, don't blame anyone. It's your fault. Because he's here right now. Hallelujah. He said in his word, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be there. Brother, what are we here for tonight? We are not here for soccer. We are not here for wrestling. We are here for the word of God. Hallelujah. So when he says, when you are gathering in my name, I will be there. Brother, this is for us. This is for you and me. This is our inheritance. This is our possession. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Allow me to read another quote from the message, the unchangeable God working in an expectable way. Let's take Jacob. Jacob was running. He got caught between two fires. Hallelujah. Now he was going home. And Laban, his father-in-law, was coming this way after him because his wife had stole their gods. Then he finds Esau is coming this other side also after him. Hallelujah. His brother whom he had cheated. Now that was quite an unexpected time of God to visit him. But he was. Here come Laban this way. Here come Laban coming this way. Esau this way. But Jacob crossed this little brook. And then he got down to business. May God give us more people tonight who can get to business with God. Praise God, hallelujah. And maybe for the first time in his life, he got a hold of something that was real. And he was able to hold until the blessing come. Praise God. Brother, you hold on until when? Not until tomorrow. Not until next week. Until the blessing comes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That would be a great lesson for all of us. When you once get a hold of something that's real, hold to it. Don't turn it loose. No matter how many times the sun passes over, or whatever takes place, or how many hungry pains comes, or whatever more, hold on until you are blessed of it. Till you have the promise of it. Hold on. My brother, my sister, hold on. Until something happens. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, something has to happen. Something has to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Allow me to read from the message, the Queen of Sheba. Always remember. The prophet says, always remember, O church. God's words are true. I believe the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you can look at it in the right way. But remember, He has been my standard in life. I've tried to do this. The first thing I want to find out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God help us. The prophet, Brother Branham, is telling us his lifestyle. Whenever he needs something from the Lord, he is telling us how he was doing it, how he was approaching the issue. Now he's telling us, the first thing I want to find out, whether it's the will of God or not. Praise the Lord. What a tip tonight. You want something from the Lord? There's something that you need to do. You need to find out whether it's the will of God or not. If it's not the will of God, you'll be found fighting God. Brother, we are not here to fight God. Not at all. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Then I know it's God's will. The next thing is my objective to it and my motive in doing it. Then if it's the will of God and my objective is right and my motive is right, I have faith that it will be done. Because first is the will of God and my objective is to glorify Him. My motive is to give Him all the glory. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. I don't believe there are some sisters who are crying to God to say, God, I want a nice shoe. If I get that nice shoe, I'll come to service a bit late. And then I would want to sit on the front row. Your motive is not right. I'm sorry, God will not entertain that. Check your motive. Your motive must be right. And it must be the will of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God help us. Hallelujah. What are we talking about tonight? We are talking about constraining Christ. Brother, it pays to constrain Christ. Hallelujah. If it paid to Cleopas and friend, I want to assure you tonight, you also get paid if you follow the same principle. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Matthew 15 verse 21. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Then Jesus went thence and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Manzimi Murimbo, Moti ndizvozvo. Asi imbwa ine zvainowanawo futi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hama mharidzo haisi yekuramwa ramwa. Kana uri munhu wechiramwa tine hurombo newe. Tendeuka usava munhu wechiramwa. Hallelujah. Mharidzo inoendwa nevanhu. Vanoramba vakabatirira. Zvisinei kuti zvanzi zvaita sei. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, God is looking for some people who can hold on no matter what happens. Brother, watch at this lady what she's doing. She's constraining Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. True, Lord. The dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. You want a blessing from the Lord? You need to constrain him. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. Brother, are you watching the blessings that are coming forth? The results that are coming forth? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God help us tonight. Brother, we need to hold on no matter what happens. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. The first miracle performed by Jesus Christ. Wedding in Cana. There was a function there. Hans wine yakapera. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Zvichida pana mwanga kuti muchato watopera. Hatikwanisi kuenderera mberi pasina wine pano. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when the mother of Jesus Christ heard about it, she could not accept it. Kutoti muchato watopera, zvatopera zvakadaro. Vakati haikona. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. What can we do now? We are in a crisis. Praise the Lord. She referred them to Jesus. She said, whatever he tells you to do, just obey it. No matter how queer it appears, just obey it. Blessed be his holy name. Allow me to say also this tonight. Brother, whatever the prophet says, he never said you have to understand the message. Not at all. You have to believe it. Hallelujah. At one time, Brother Billy Paul was giving a testimony. He said, when Brother Branham preached a certain message, he said, I wonder, many people, they could not understand it. And then he told Brother Billy Paul, he said, it's not very important to understand it, but it's more important to believe it. At one time, Brother Branham himself, he said, at times, the things that I say, I don't understand them also. But I believe the one who is sending me. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers, we are so honored in this end time message to have a messenger who came in our day. Brother, that man was so humble. Many people, when they are called for an interview, if you are asked to talk about your life history, you only pinpoint the achievements you made, or your strength. Your weaknesses, you are silent about it. Praise the Lord. But there's one man who was sent in our age. Brother Branham. Brother, when he was telling us about his life history, autobiography, Brother, where he made a mistake, he never remained silent. Brother, you are so humble. Instead of telling us all his mistakes, what a man. Praise the Lord. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah. Humble men. Sent in our day. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. If you read in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, we hear of a certain woman called Rachel. And she said, give me a child or I die. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She's not taking a no for an answer. She is so determined that something has to happen. Constraining God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is looking for those that can constrain him. He just wants to be constrained. Hallelujah. If you read in 2 Kings, we are told of two men, Elisha and Elijah. We are told by the Bible that the man called Elisha, he was following Elijah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here. I'm going to Bethel. I have an assignment in Bethel. The assignment is not for Elisha. It's for Elijah. So I want to go there. Hallelujah. But watch the response of the man called Elisha. The man who had a vision. The man who could not take a no as an answer. Hallelujah. Brother, he said, I will not leave thee. As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went together to Bethel, constraining him. Blessed be his holy name. As if that was not enough, it came a time also when Elijah said to Elisha, now I'm going to Jericho. You remain here. There's a task for me there. But watch the words and the action of the man called Elisha, the man who had a vision. He said, I will not stay here. No ways. I will not take no as an answer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I will go with you anyhow. He compelled him. Blessed be his holy name. And watch what happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They reached a place called Jordan. Elijah said to Elisha again, you wait here. There's something that I need to go and do in Jordan. And he said, no ways. I cannot accept this. Hallelujah. And both of them, they crossed over. Brother, and watch what happened. A miracle happened. Blessed be his holy name. Are you looking for a miracle tonight? Are you looking for something supernatural from God? You have something that you need to do. You need to keep on compelling and constraining Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brother, Elisha was a beneficiary. Hallelujah. Of the testimony that happened. He crossed over on the dry land. And when they crossed over, now the tone of Elijah changed. It was no longer an issue of saying, stay here. Because he realized he cannot make it. This man was having a vision. Hallelujah. Brother, he said, ask now, what shall I do for you? My. What an opportunity. Praise God. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, maybe God is asking you tonight, what shall I do for you before I'm taken away? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, are you realizing the fruits, the benefits, the blessings of constraining the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. May God help us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Do you love him tonight? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, you need to keep on holding. He's alive forevermore. Even tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Allow me to read a quote. I trust you love the Lord tonight. I'm reading from the message called Spiritual Amnesia. Paragraph 215. Now, let me instruct these people here. First, now, friends, whatever you are here for, he knows. And I can prove it to you. I will take one by one. Glory! Bring you up here on this platform. There won't be one thing that he won't make known. Now that's been since I was a little boy. That gift is not in question. But the question is, can you receive it tonight? Can you receive it tonight, my sister? Can you receive it tonight, my brother? That's the question. Do you believe it? Oh, watch, the prophet says, now he is here. Praise God. Well, if he is here, then there's only one thing. He keeps his word. Then just believe that. You receive it and accept it and raise up and say, Lord God, I'm here to accept it. And just stay there until it happens. Is the prophet saying, stay there until next week? Or until tomorrow? No. Until something happens. Praise the Lord. Like Buddy Robinson said one time in a cornfield. He said, Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, when you come back, you find a pile of bones laying right here. He was dead earnest. What was he doing? Brother, he was constraining Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are not going to get anything from God till you get desperate about it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May God help us. May God give us people that are so desperate tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is looking for desperate people. Even tonight, he is looking for desperate people. People that can constrain him. Hallelujah. Brother, if you don't constrain him, it means you have an option B. But if Christ to you is option A to Z, brother, you don't seek another opinion. He is your everything. Brother, we can cry out like what Peter said, and said, to whom shall we go to? Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, you can claim whatever you desire tonight. You have a right. You have a legal right. You have a biblical right. You have a spoken word right to claim whatever you desire. Even tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever you desire, brother, God can give it to you. He is able to do it. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did it before. He can do it again. Brother, do you know you can clean a child right now? You can clean your child even tonight to say, Lord, give me a child. Our God is still able to do it. Brother, do you know you can claim your promotion even tonight? God is able to do it. He is even here tonight. He is a living God. We believe in him tonight. He is just looking for someone who is so desperate. He is looking for some sister. He is looking one, for one brother tonight who is so determined, who say, I can hold unto you, Lord. I don't have anywhere to go to. I'm holding unto you, Lord. I don't have any second option. You are my absolute. You are my Alpha. You are my Omega. I don't have anywhere to go to. Brother, are you there tonight? Are you there tonight, my sister? Are you there tonight, my brother? He is here tonight. He is able to change any situation. He specializes in things thought to be impossible. He is able even tonight. Hallelujah. Don't fear for this God. Hallelujah. He is able to do it. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did it before. He is alive even now. Hallelujah. Brother, why can't you be like Jacob tonight? Why can't you be like Jacob tonight? To hold unto him. And you say, I will not leave this war. I will not leave this war tonight. I will not go home tonight. Until and unless something has happened. Brother, this God is able. This God is alive forever. I don't care what you are suffering from. This God is able. He can change any situation. He can change any situation. I don't care what the doctor said. Brother, our God is able tonight. He can change any situation. He is alive tonight. Hallelujah. Why can't you hold him, my brother, my sister? Blessed be his holy name. Fanny Crosby. Hallelujah. He had never seen in her life. She screamed, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling. Brother, if you don't call upon him, I assure you tonight, he will pass over you. Hallelujah. Brother, why can't you be like Fanny Crosby? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hallelujah. Can you sing this song tonight? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Is that your desire tonight? Hold on to him, my brother, my sister. Hold on to him, my sister. He's able to change your situation. Hallelujah. Don't allow him to pass by. Hold on to him. He's able to do something. He's able, my brother, my sister. And he's here for you tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.